Firefighters sliced into the metal and wood structure and trained hoses on several areas of thick smoke and flames. Department spokesman Dave Berg says volunteers were called to the scene around 9:20 Monday morning.
They have a mechanical building that is made up of a bunch of small reefer vans with a truss roof, metal roof put over the top of it. One side of it is two-story, and the other side is just a single-story. And the cause is still under determination, but when I arrived on the scene, there was flame showing from under the eaves on both sides of the building, and we had quite a bit of propane and other gases around that were concerned with explosion hazards in the area.
The structure is a roughly 30 by 20-foot machine shop building with a smaller modular building stacked on top of it. The building is not far from a large propane tank behind the laundromat, but flames and heat did not come close to the tank. Berg says the fire inside the building gave crews a little difficulty.
Well, it was kind of stubborn. There's sections of it that are built over the insulated reefer vans, and we did have some trouble, some hot spots that were persistent there. But once we got the area ventilated, then we were okay to extinguish those. We were able to get inside and extinguish them. This kind of a building, it's a little difficult because you got, first of all, you don't have a real plan as to what the inside is like. And then secondly, so when you do go in and access it, you're kind of in the blind. Of course, there's smoke down to the floor, and you got firefighters feeling their way around. So it's difficult to determine exactly where the fire originates and what the layout is of the building.
The building was unoccupied at the time of the blaze, and no one was hurt in the fire. Berg says the cause of the blaze is not yet known. However, he cautions people to be careful during the winter time with heaters and heat tape.
Typically that's the type of thing that will overheat. This time of year, people are using heat tapes, and you got to install them per the manufacturer's directions. Don't be crossing over heat tapes and watch your exposures on any kind of a space heater that you're using, because they're typically the cause of a fire such as this.
This was Petersburg's first fire of 2008 and also training opportunities for some brand new volunteers in the local department. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Bitnicki.
Okay, let's grab this hose limb and go to the other side and upstairs.